It's the holiday season, and a whoop-de-doo, and a holy shit, you're having dinner with your family, and a war's about to hit. Oh, man. No, for real, though, it's the holiday season. By the time you listen to this, it will be the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, and then the next day is Christmas. But on some real shit, there are going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be having Christmas dinner, Christmas breakfast, whatever it is, with family, right? And for a lot of people, it is highly and exceedingly undesirable. They don't want to go to family dinners because that means that Uncle Jim and Aunt Martha are there to compare you to your cousin or your cousins and to remind you of how shitty of a person you are with their unsolicited advice and their projections and their drama and their gossip and all of that. I love the holiday season. I love Christmas. I really do. But I am aware that a lot of people are going to be having dinner or just altogether spending time with people that are toxic and unhealthy and make them feel exceedingly uncomfortable. And that's really not a fun thing at all. Show of hands. Just kidding, I can't see you. Show of hands, who has found themselves in a scenario where they're, you know, they're at that dinner table, or they're just at a family gathering, and all of that stuff is happening, right? The unsolicited advice is coming, you know, the family members are saying things to them that they don't like, and it's a matter of boundaries, it's a matter of, you know, really, at this point, it's unhealthy boundaries. People have unhealthy boundaries, and that's why they project. That's why they give unsolicited advice and all of that. And on the receiving end, it's not fun. I can imagine in people's minds, they're giving other people the middle finger, if not in reality. And so, you know, I look at it, and because I can imagine that we've all been in this situation or this type of situation or something like that. And it's just, it's wild. It really is. And, you know, like, the thing that's so challenging about this too is that it is so easy to stay comfortable and repeat the pattern, right? And that pattern that is being repeated is silence. It's not standing up for yourself. It's continuing to be the emotional punching bag for everyone else while you just stay quiet and you just take all of the bullshit that everyone else is giving you. I'm going to use the term black sheep because the black sheep is usually the person who takes all of that stuff. It's the scapegoat. It's the person who is the emotional container and simultaneously the emotional punching bag, right? It's that person who keeps the peace, brushes everything under the carpet, pretends like everything's okay, meanwhile everything is not okay. And I'm genuinely not here to tell anybody what to do, but I am here to simply look at everything for what it is and recognize the repetition compulsion, based in familiarity and comfort, right? We tend to reenact events from earlier on in childhood. I'm not entirely sure why we do this, but it's from a place of familiarity and comfort, right? So it's like, if you were physically abandoned, it's likely that you're going to attract people that reaffirm that, so therefore they also physically abandon you. If you were raised in an environment of enmeshment and lack of healthy boundaries, you're likely to attract people that are similar to that. So, you know, in these kinds of outings, I'm really learning to just be aware of myself and other people, and to actually, as necessary, talk, right? And remember that, one, I am not responsible for anybody else's emotions. This is probably one of the biggest reasons that I, as well as many other people, have shut the fuck down and said nothing. But really just make an attempt at communicating what it is that I feel. And know that it's okay to make other people, of course, not in like a nasty way, but make other people feel uncomfortable. It's okay. The problem is, a lot of people are very comfortable with disrespecting other people. Probably because they feel like a piece of shit about themselves, right? And they do. They have no problem disrespecting other people. But disrespect is intolerable. It's unacceptable. And it comes in the form of... I would argue that unsolicited advice is actually, to an extent... I mean, I could be wrong, but to an extent, disrespectful. The person that you're giving advice to didn't ask for it, right? So until they do ask for it, don't say anything. I've been around plenty of people who give unsolicited advice. And it's honestly very annoying. Like, whenever I'm talking to somebody and they give me unsolicited advice, it's like, all right, I know now that you... Everything that I just said to you went in one ear and right out the other. Like, you just know... retention there. The lack of healthy boundaries, which leads to, well, first and foremost, a lack of self-awareness. What I've learned about projections is that people that project don't actually know that they're doing it. Right? They're unaware of it. And on my journey of discovering my own defense mechanisms and projections and displacements and sublimation, that being that is definitely one of my favorites. Basically turning pain into art. It's what artists do. But really, like, self-awareness is the key there, because once you have self-awareness, everything else just, like, it all starts to make sense, right? However, the thing that's fascinating with a lack of self-awareness is that if you don't know yourself, right, you're not going to know that you project. If you don't know that you project, you're likely going to... And I would argue that unsolicited advice is actually a projection. Because I believe that what's happening when somebody's giving unsolicited advice is that they're giving somebody else advice that they actually need to take themselves. Not saying that the person that's giving advice to the other person needs to be taking the advice. No. What I'm saying is that, say for instance, I were to give unsolicited advice to somebody. I'm usually giving it because it's advice that I actually need to take for myself, right? By the way, I sincerely dislike unsolicited advice. It's actually very unattractive. I dislike a lot of things about defense mechanisms. Mainly because it's like, if I'm talking to somebody, right? And it's like they put up a shield, right? Like, I would look at them and I'd put my hand on the shield and push the shield back down. I'd be like, what are you doing? Just talk to me, right? No projections, no displacements, no unsolicited advice. I don't need it. Just be here with me, present. A lot of people, from what I've learned, have a very challenging time with that. Often because they're actually emotionally immature. People that are unaware of themselves tend to be emotionally immature. I mean, think about it. In order to see yourself, in order to actually have the capacity to look at yourself, to self-reflect, you'd have to be emotionally mature. It's not an easy thing to do. It's really not. And so, you know, when I think about going to dinner on the holiday season for Christmas with family, right? The first and foremost important thing for me is remembering that everything that everyone says in the house at the dinner table has absolutely nothing to do with me and everything to do with them, right? And so therefore, I can set that conscious boundary between me and other people and remind myself, no, Chris, none of this of what's being said is your shit. It has nothing to do with you. It is all their shit. This has been very helpful for me because previously in life, the way that I used to go about things was the exact opposite. I would take on everyone else's shit. I would take on everyone else's problems and emotions and pain as my own. Empathic tendencies, of course. Now what I do is I put a boundary between me and other people. And instead of getting lost in their frame and their energy that has nothing to do with me, I just observe them from afar. And then I can see, oh, shit, okay, you are projecting. Because I'm looking in my frame here, and whatever you're saying has nothing to do with me. So it's got to be your shit, not mine. Sometimes people say things that actually have to do with both me and them. And that's interesting. But yeah, surviving the holidays. I don't like to call it surviving the holidays. I really don't, because I think the holidays are a beautiful time. I love Christmas. I love being with people and with family. But truly, some people are going to spend time with family that are unhealthy, that are dysfunctional, that are enmeshed, that are psychosomatic. Psycho, mind, somatic, body, derived and originated of high stress, chaos, drama, gossip, unpredictability, all of the stuff that leads a person to develop things like anxiety and depression. And so this is why setting those boundaries between self and other, individuating, differentiating, keeping that in mind is necessary. And hopefully these are tools that people that listen can utilize to have a better holiday. I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Take care and be safe.